Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day, I am Dawn Roach, final year student of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, majoring in International Relations and currently enrolled in the course West Indian History 2. On this day, June 2nd, 1951, the Barbados Advocate carried a new story that suggested that those planning to migrate to the United States would be properly treated. The report observed that at noon and night, he would get hot lunches. These lunches are made up of milk, oranges, bread, cheese, and other tasty items. If he meets with an accident, there is a first aid quarters at his disposal. The U.S.-bound migrants, mainly men, would be working in the states of Wisconsin and Illinois, where their camps would contain canteens, service buildings with hot and cold water, laundry, tubs, and wash bowls. According to the report, the workers would receive a cot, blanket, bolster, and cabins that were all heated. While these amenities would have been teasing to prospective migrants, the report made it clear that the working schedule would be demanding. The laborers' day would start at 4:30 a.m. and end at 10 p.m., a total of 18 and a half hours. Such a punishing work schedule did not deter the many job-hungry Barbadians from turning out at Queen's Park to be interviewed by U.S. recruiters. According to the Advocate, a man who rode his bicycle all the way from St. Philip to Queen's Park for the interview and was recruited because the interviewers thought that his knees would have to be strong. Another who was interviewed was rejected because he had a bad tooth. He went away, had the tooth extracted, and returned for another interview. He was selected. One potential migrant believed that he would be successful because of his poverty-stricken condition. He tore his shirt and proceeded to the recruitment desk. However, the crowd with knowledge of what he had done screamed, "He ripped his shirt!" He was turned away. The Advocate also drew reference to some of the queer answers given at the interview. One laborer, in reply to a question about the job he did, stated that he worked doing hard labor. And another, in response to a question about his weight, replied, "I weigh anything over 138 pounds. With mainly seasonal employment in the sugar industry, the report in The Advocate on this day, June 2nd, 1951, was good news for Barbadians.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.